This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Yesterday, I established two important points about appetites. First, I defined an appetite as any strong desire we have to fulfill a specific need. Second, I stress that our appetites are not negative in and of themselves. I want to expand upon this second point today. The creation account of Genesis chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning God created the heavens and earth, and that six times God pronounced his work good, and when God made man, he said it was very good. Notice that God created man, including all his appetites, before sin entered the world, and that God was delighted with the situation. Adam was in intimate communion with God, and his appetites were used according to their design. That is, to respond to God's fatherly love in faithful, loving obedience. The first man had neither the need nor the desire to seek satisfaction of his appetites outside this relationship. Imagine that. The first man never felt compelled to medicate himself with food and drink to fill the hole in his soul. He never pursued sexual perversion in the attempt to feel connected and powerful. And he never overworked to try to feel useful or competent. No, men, our appetites are purely positive in and of themselves. They don't need extinguishing, but rather renewal and reorientation to their initial design. In order to get a better picture of the value of our appetites and how they should look and function, tune in tomorrow.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.